Rambam has a very interesting way of balancing this halacha. The Rambam and Rashi, it seems, right? That they hold there's a difference between putting on tefillin at night, which is asr, and leaving on the tefillin. I mentioned that the Rush raises this chiluk and disagrees, so does the Shita Mekubetzes. Where the Rambam and Rashi get it from? This idea that the isr would apply only to putting on the tefillin. I believe they get it from the Lashon of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. When they're speaking there about the Isser, what do they say? Let's take a look. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Everyone open up. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Amr Rabbi Lazar, kol hameniach tefillin achar shkiyas sachama over vaseh. What does that sound like to you? Leaving it on or putting it on? What?
Putting it on,
right? Now, interestingly, Tosfos, as we'll see, has a different girsa. Not kol haminiach tefillin, but heiniach tefillin achar shkiyas hachama. Heiniach tefillin. That could be different, right? He left them on. So it could depend on the girsa. In any case, as we mentioned in the shiur yesterday, it makes sense that the scope of the halacha would be dependent upon the makor for the halacha. And that, of course, is raised in Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The top of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, we start speaking about Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who used to daven Marav with that tefillin on. And the Gaonim quote the meaning of the Shtei Yeshivos, right? In the time of the Gaonim, they had two yeshivas, Surah and Papadisa. The Gaonim would take off their tefillin after saying, Leman Yirbu Yumechem Vimei Vinechem, in Kriyashma. Why? Because the second part of Kriyashma, we mentioned tefillin. So just like we're supposed to wear tefillin in the morning when we say Kriyashma, if you hold Laila as matzvillin, you would wear it at night too, right? Or at least there's no issue of leaving it on. But then the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Vadei Chashecha would take them off. And what does the Gemara answer? That was Vadei Chashecha of Shabbos. A difference between Shabbos and nighttime. And here the Gemara leads us into the discussion of the Makar, because the Gemara says, wait a second, how could you distinguish between Shabbos and night? Aren't they both learned from the same Pasuk? So the Gemara says, not so fast. That depends on Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Who basically have two points of machloket. Number one, does the Ptur of Tefillin, the Isser of Tefillin, whichever it is, apply only on Shabbat, which they both agree to, or also at night, which they debate? And number two, what's the Makor? They both agree that there's a Ptur on Shabbos, but this is machlokes what the makar is, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, the makar is oat, right? And according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the makar is vishamarta. Everyone understands the 2 points of machlokes, right? I think there are two conceptual issues that need to be addressed regarding this debate. Number one. Is there significance for whether there's a Ptur at night as well for how you understand the Ptur of Shabbos? Let me explain what I mean. Everyone agrees there's a Ptur of Shabbos, right? There's a machlokes whether there's also a Ptur at night. Does the question of whether there's a Ptur at night impact the agreed Ptur on Shabbos? And along a similar vein, is there significance to the machlokas about the makor? About the makor for Shabbos. Okay. So here, of course, we come to the sheet of the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday. What's unique and interesting, noteworthy, about the way the Rambam brings the makor?
He pulls one from each.
Which is strange, right? Basically, he learns them both from Shamarta. So as we mentioned yesterday, the Kesef Mishnah relates to this and explains technically, right? Once he passes like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, you know, they don't disagree with Rabbi Akiva about his limud from there. Okay. But again, our question is more than just on the technical plane, it's on the conceptual plane. Is there significance for how we understand the din if we're learning it from Vishamarta or from Ot? Is there a difference in the relationship between night and Shabbos, the two Pturim, right? Based on whether they learned from the same Pasuk or not. So where do we find such a chilek between the Ptur of night and the Ptur of Shabbos? Where do we find such a chilek? Rabbi said, where do we find such a chilek?
In which shita?
Yeah, anywhere. In the sugya. In which shita, yes.
Maharam Bennett?
I'm happy that you found the Maharam Bennett. Where do you think the Maharam Bennett makes such a chilek, yeah?
Because he's using the same source, but he says that the Isser only applies at nighttime, but on Shabbos...
So if anything, that's the opposite. I understand that. The opposite, meaning he's saying, even if it is the same source, they're different. I'm asking, is there a difference between whether it's the same source or not? So you are right that it relates to our point, but in the opposite way. That's why I was asking what you had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we find someone who makes a chilek between nighttime and Shabbat, and it's based on the Pesukim?
Maybe the Tosfos and the
Mishmarta. Tosfos, right? Rabbi Natam's understanding of the Bnei Ma'arava. Rabbi Natam's understanding of the Bnei Ma'arava. Everyone, I assume, got up to this, right? The Gemara in Nida, the Aleph and Beis, also in Brachas, quotes the Bnei Ma'arava had a very interesting class. Bnei Ma'arava means people from Eretz Israel. They would make a bracha when they took off the tefillin. What bracha did they make? Lishmar chukav. What do you think that bracha came from? The pasuk of Shamarta et achukah hazom, right? Very interesting. So the first question is this a bracha unique to tefillin or by all the mitzvos? So the Chachmei Sfard believe that it's by all the mitzvos. Right? Anytime you finish a mitzvah, you make the bracha, lishmar chukav. It's like a bracha achreina on a mitzvah, right? But Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who understood that it's a bracha specifically by tefillin, which again makes a lot of sense in light of the Lashon HaBracha, right? Let's take a look. Tosfos appears in Brachas, in Nida, and in Menachos. That makes sense. It appears in Brachas and Nida, because that's where the bracha of Lishmar Chukav appears. Why does it make sense that it would appear here? Why would it make sense that it would appear here? Because this is where the Gemara applies the pasuk of Vishamarta Tachukah Azot to Tefillin. That's the whole basis of Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying, look at the Nusach HaBaracha. It's based on this pasuk. Let's take a look at Tosos. Vishamarta Tachukah Azot. Peperek Basimin. Uvesov Ketzim Mivarchim. The Armin and the B'nei Ma'aravim Mivarchi Basim Misaki Tfilai Elish Machukov. Mifarish Rabbeinu Tam. De La Achar Shemisalik Es Taliso. Lekamanda Mivarch. De Lo Shaycha Bracha De Lish Machukov. Elimi Tfilin Dafka. Dichtiv behu chuka. Vidafka kishemisalkan samach lishkias hachama. One thing at a time. First of all, Tosus is saying the name of Rabbeinu Tam. That is only by tefillin, because that's where we have the lashon of the pasuk lishmar chukav, shemartas chukav, right? Number two, it's only when you take it off right by shkia time. Vidashin and yamin velo leilos. Umechuyev lisalkan. Right? And then he quotes the Yerushalmi, which indeed connects the bracha b'nei ma'aravim lishmar chukav to the one who says that the pasuk is talking about chukas ha-tfilin as opposed to chukas ha-pesach. The one who says chukas ha-pesach, you wouldn't make this bracha, right? Where do we see that the chiyuv to take off the tefillin, meaning the iser to wear tefillin at night, not just p'tur, but iser, is connected to the pasuk of Vishamarta Eschukav?
Listen, I say.
The Lashon of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Call me near to Nachash Kiyas Hachama Ober Vasei. What a say? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ober Velos Asei. What Los Asei?
Vishamarta,
right? Oh. And then Tosfos makes one more point. Not here in Menachos, though. He makes it on the Gemara, which talks about it in Nida. I think the reason Tosfos doesn't talk about it here is because it's not the topic here, right? Okay, yeah, anyway, there's another reason. But let's take a look at Tosfos in Nida. In the end, Tosfos in Nida says like this. V'afagav the Shabbos lavs man tefillin hu. Yikom makom ein mevarach aleim kishu misalkan erev Shabbos im chashecha. De'ein chayev lesalkan. De'nafkalan milo sal yotcha. Yatsu Shabbos Yom Tov Shem Gufamos. What's he saying? We don't learn from the pasuk of Vishamarta Eschukav. Okay, so why don't we make a nice bracha of Lishmar Osos, right? Dein Chiv L'Salka. You're not being mekayim chiyuv, right? There's no kiyum in taking off the tefillin on Shabbos. Meaning, there's an iser at night. There's no iser on Shabbos. Learned from a different pasuk, right? Here we get to the point Ellie wanted to mention from Ram Bennett. The Ram Bennett says, even according to the Pesach Lili, that both of the dinim are learned from the pasuk of Shemarta as Chukov. Even according to that, you can say you'd only make the bracha. You'd only make the bracha at night and not on Shabbos. Why? Because the Isser is only on night. Why? Because he says the real Isser is because of the Chashash Hafacha, which you have at night. Okay. Maybe yes, maybe no. Yes. According to what we just saw, there isn't an Isser on Shabbos. There's a Ptur on Shabbos. We're going to talk more about this on Thursday, because the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. There are those who say there is an Isser. But Rabbi Natan says no, right? You're not Mechuyev L'Salik. Is there an Isser to put them on? Rabbi Natan doesn't talk about that, right? But there isn't a Chiyuv to take them off.
Can I repeat the Maran Bennett?
Maran Bennett says, even if both Dinim are learned from the same Pasuk, you can still say they're different. Because the Isser, he says, only applies at night where there's a Chashash Hafacha. So that's why I said to Eli, it's in the opposite direction. Even if it's the same Pasuk, it could be a difference. Obviously, if it's different Pasuk, it makes even more sense, right? And now we get to the last step of the Sugya. And the last step is where Soloveitchik added here, and he added something very significant. And he began with a question. I don't understand. We make a bracha when you avoid an Isser. You avoid Nisr, you make a bracha. You can make a lot of brachas, no? What's pshat? So Rav Soloveitchik said it's important to realize that taking off the tefillin by nightfall, or not wearing tefillin at night, is more than just avoiding a Nisr. It's part of a broader mitzvah. It's a goal. What's the goal?
Shmir
Satfilin. There's a mitzvah of Shemir Satfilin, which generates an Isser, but there's a mitzvah of Shemir Satfilin. And Rav Soloveitchik referenced a very interesting idea of Tosas in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara there is talking about Mishmush Hatfilin, right? Now the truth is, it speaks about it here on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amed Beis too. Let's take a look, right? The Gemara says here, Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna, Chayiv Adam, Lemashmesh B'Tfilin B'Chol Shah. Every time you think of the tefillin, you have to move, you know, do mishmash. Kal v'chomer mitzitz. Matzitz she'in bo'el eskar achas, amar tamid eskol tamid. Shot tzir dam and tefillin. Alachs kama v'kama. What bracha do you make? Oh, no, so the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, says when you do mishmash, you're supposed to make a bracha. Which bracha? Says Tosfos. Tosfos says, well, either l'haniach, if you understand that mishmash is actually a form of rehanachasat tefillin. From where would you get this concept that mishmash is rehanachasat tefillin?
Like in the opinions you said before, that when you talk in between the
well, they wouldn't do mishmash. They have to mishmash to make the bracha again laniach, right?
Yeah.
But where you get it from the Gemara? You're thinking of the Gemara. Where you get it from the Gemara? That mishmash would be like a rehanachasat tefillin. Lamed vav man aleph. Where in lamed vav man aleph? What we saw yesterday. What did we see yesterday? If you put the tefillin on earlier because you're going on the road,
you
make the mashmish and you make the bracha. You could say it's like a riyanacha, right? Say laniach. And then Rabbi Natan says, and this is actually what Tosas concludes, and it seems more likely to him, you make the bracha of lishma chukav. Huh? You're not avoiding any isser there. There's a kiyum of shmiras tefillin. Right? You're reminding yourself, you're being focused on them, right? Isn't that interesting? And Rav Soloveitchik said it's part of a much broader idea that you see from the Mechilta. In fact, two points in the Mechilta. The Mechilta, Mechilta Rabbi Yishmael, it appears on page 4. Number 1, in the middle, has the drasha of Miyamim Yamima, right? The drasha of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Ptur / Isser for Shabbos at night. But before and afterwards, it brings two other halachos that it surprisingly connects to this pasuk of Ishamarta. The first halacha is the din of when a katan can put on tefillin. What do I mean? Let's look at the bottom of page 3. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis quotes the halacha. Tana Rabbanan, katan hayodei l'nanea. Once a katan knows how to shake the lulav, chayiv belulav. Le'itaseif, once he knows how to put on tzitzis, chayiv betzitzis. What would you say next without knowing the Gemara? When should you start putting on tefillin?
When you know how to put them on.
What does the Gemara actually say? Lishmar tefillin. When he knows how to be shomer the tefillin. Aviv lokech lo tefillin. Now it doesn't say yodea lishmar tefillin, right? It says lishmar tefillin. And in case you think the Gemara ran out of the usage of yodea, next line, what does it say? Yodea ledaber aviv lomdo Torah v'kriyashma. So it should say yodea lishmar, no? Yodea lenanea. So why is it saying lishmar? It makes a lot of sense in light of the Mechilta. 1 second, because what does the Mechilta say, page 4? V'shamarat et chukah zon liyam and yamim elam ha-nehmar. If Hashem will chaz l'chor v'yeloch z'edon sh'mani afaktanim. V'adir nos in hold mezuzah mitzaseh u'tfilin mitzaseh. Ilamar etam mezuzah shu noeg b'ktanim k'pikdolim. Yochol af tfilin yinhagu b'ktanim k'gdolim. Talmud lo v'shamarat et chukah zot. Lo amarti ala v'mi shiyodeh alishmar tfilin. Mikan amru. Hayodeh alishmar tfilin. Areyo osa lo tfilin. And the next part quotes the din of the p'tur at night. Makes a lot of sense, right? It's part of this broader goal of Shmira. Yes.
Why does it use the lashon of like his father buys him tefillin or makes him tefillin? Why not like a neaf tefillin like all the other lashonos or like the atei tzitzis?
Maybe people don't know how to make tefillin themselves. You have to buy it for them, right? You can make tzitzis much easier, right?
Yeah, but tzitzis doesn't say it like makes it. It's like atei tzitzis. Like should it say like laneach tefillin or?
Chayim tzitzis. Doesn't say how he gets it. Maybe just a tokech lo tefillin because you got to get it. You can't make it yourself. Chilta continues and quotes another halacha that it connects to this. Let's look four lines in the bottom. Middle of the line. Davir acher miyam yamima. Magid she'adam tzarech livdok es ha'tfilin achad l'shneimis ha'chodesh. You have to check your tefillin once every year. We don't pass in this way, but this is a strange thing. Is there a halacha you got to check the Sefer Torah once every year? The mezuzah once every year? And dafka tefillin, I would think, would be the thing you'd least need to check. Why?
It's covered.
It's inside a box. Shmiras ha'tfilin. So din miyuchad b'shamayat ha'chukazah. There's a goal, there's a kiyum. Interesting, by the way, that the name Arava don't have the custom when you check the tefillin to make the bracha. One could conceivably say you haven't actually done anything. When you take them off, you're protecting them, right? Well, the last point I want to make is the additional point Rabbi Natan makes, which brings us back to the issue we began sheir with today regarding the Rambam and Rashi. Why don't we have the custom to make the bracha of Lishmar Chukav when we take off Atzvon? Especially after our salvation. Beautiful explanation, right? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Let's take a look at our Tosfos, okay? Let's take a look at our Tosfos. The first thing we have to note is Rabbeinu Tam says, you make the bracha lishmar chukav when you take off the tefillin because you're avoiding the isser then. How are you avoiding the isser?
Taking it off right before night.
What's his assumption about the nature of the isser? It's usser not just to put them on, but it's usser to leave them on. Let's look inside and emphasize this in Tosfos. Tosfos says, end of the third line, V'davka k'shemisalkan samach l'shgir zachama, didarshin yam v'lo leilos, u'mechoyev l'salkan, k'darmini b'samach, what gears does he have? Hiniya, I'm reading here in Menachas, Binyamin, k'darmini b'samach, hiniyach tefillin achar shgir zachama, over Baaseh. That could mean leaving it on. That's obviously how Tosfos understands it, right? So Tosfos runs into trouble. Because who left the tefillin on after nightfall? Who left the tefillin on after nightfall?
Rav
Ashi. Right? And they said to him, are you doing it the shomer? He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. But they could tell they didn't mean it, right? Halacha v'ein morin kein, right? Meaning Rav Ashi definitely believed it. Mutter to leave the tefillin on, right? Even without Shmira. So what does Tosfos do with that Gemara? So let's take a look at Tosfos. Last two lines. V'ayidna. Lo mevarchi lishmar chukav, afilo liachar tefillin, de besamach paskinan de laila is man tefillin, because soon we paskin that laila is man tefillin. How does Tosfos know we paskin that way? The kamar halach v'ein morin kein, and it's only midrabbanan who does it. The chashinin shelo yishan behem, like Tosfos said earlier in Amud Aleph, right? That's how he explained those tanoim. For Tosfos, it's part of a whole view of the sugya. All these tanoim are only saying it's just midrabbanan. You have Rav Ashi, you have those people allowing you to leave it on after nightfall. Leaving on after nightfall means it's mutter midaraisa, right? The Rambam obviously understood it otherwise, as we saw, right? The Rambam says Laila loves man tefillin, but it's still mutter to leave it on, right? As we saw, it's for sure mutter to leave it on kedei lishmor. It's even mutter to leave it on not kedei lishmor. Alach avein morin kain, right? And it seems this way from the lashon of the Ramban as well. The Ramban does a little bit of a stretch here, page 3. The Ramban nida nun alef amid beis. When he's explaining this sheet of Rabbi Natam, he says, "Va'atam laze mipnei shahameiniach tefillin la'achar shkias hachama over ba'aseh." Ramban says very clearly that the isser is not leaving them on, but putting them on. Right? Hilkach mivarach b'shas silukan balayla shehu mekayim aseh. Ve'ein lecha kein b'chol ha'mitzvos. Maybe the Rambam held that we don't make a bracha because the kiyum of the mitzvah is only not putting them on and not removing them. When you're removing them, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because you're allowed to leave them on, right? The kiyum is not putting them on. You don't make a bracha on not putting them on, right? On Thursday, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn about the other side here. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed. Very interesting stuff. And next week I intended to do the part about which arm and the muscle and where the muscle. But I don't know, we're all skipping town. Tisha B'Av's over, everyone's got to leave. I heard Shani announce this morning. So okay, hopefully some other time we'll do the part about which arm and where on the arm. Moshe was waiting for that.